Thank you for having me this morning.
谢谢你邀请我来到你中间。
I had a great time this morning.
我已经非常有很好的时光。
Sharing my testimony with the church.
跟我你们分享我的见证。
I look forward to sharing more of what God is doing.
我正在希望能跟你们分享更多是神在我身上的工作。
Before we get started, let's pray.
在我们开始以前，我们一起祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus.
亲爱的主耶稣。
Speak to our hearts this morning.
对，跟我们的心说话。
That we can hear from you.
我们可以听到你的声音。
That our hearts will be impacted.
And 我们的心会被你的话所影响。
And that we have a desire to trust in you.
And 我们愿意更多的信任你。
To believe in you.
And 相信你。
That you can use us too.
And 你可以使用我们。
You can use us here in Slow.
And 在这个地方也可以使用我们。
You can use us among our families.
And 可以在我们的家庭里面使用我们。
Our co-workers.
And 在我们同事。
And in reaching the nations, Lord Jesus.
甚至在国度里面。
I pray that what I say is from you.
And 我今天分享是从你里面而来的。
And if it's from you, it would stick in their hearts.
And 因为从你来的话，在我们的心里面扎根。
And that they can praise you.
And 他们可以赞美你。
We thank you, Lord.
我们谢谢你。
Amen.
Amen.
Excuse me. I want to share with you this morning.
我跟你一起来分享。
Some of the things that I've learned as a missionary.
And 我在宣教的工厂里面所学到的一些功课。
That will be an encouragement to you.
And 可能也对你来讲是一些鼓励。
And that hopefully will bless your heart.
And 希望他能够这些话可以祝福到你。
As you trust God as well.
所以你也会对神有更多的信心。
So I entitled this message Lessons from the Field.
所以我今天是讲宣教场的功课。
Before I go, I want to share a little bit more, and our translator will give us a little summary at the end.
所以我现在要跟你看一个短片。然后我到最后做一个简单的总结。Ken 的父亲呢，那时候是在劳改营里面，然后知道在共产党的破坏下面，他们必须要从柬埔寨逃离，所以他们先是到了泰国，然后又到了菲律宾，一直到美国，他们的阿姨把他们接到这个地方来。那他在美国的时候15岁的信了耶稣基督，后来神就给他在里面有个很强的感动，让他回到柬埔寨去传福音。后面有两个故事，就是他们后来就做了一些短宣跟长期的服事，下面他们先带一个在他们家里做清洁工的一个女孩子信主了以后，那个人成功的念完了大学毕业，然后也开始在那边服事主。另外一个就是他在大学里面虽然不能直接的公开的传福音，但是呢他可以邀请那些学生愿意跟他一起在校园外面私底下喝喝茶，然后喝喝咖啡，然后跟他们一起读圣经。后来那位年轻的男孩子后来认识耶稣基督，他原来是从佛教的背景里面，但是他说佛教有这么多的神，到底哪一位才是真的神，但他认识耶稣基督，看到神的爱。那 Ken 就可以看到他们在这个社区上面影响，虽然不是用直接的很能够公开的跟人家传福音，但是借着各样私人的关系跟人家建立关系，然后对神有更多的认识。那他在最后他做见证，能够跟人家分享福音是多么让人兴奋的一件事情。
Can we switch back to PowerPoint? Or yes, just, I'm trying to, yes. Yes, thank you. Thank you for the summary. So here's a picture of my family, my wife and mother-in-law and children in the back. You can say hi later.
Hi.
You can see them in the back. They can wave hi to them. But we have a baby. You'll meet in a second.
你们在后面可以看到，我们在那个育婴室的时候，有我太太跟我的岳母跟我的两个孩子。
My mother-in-law is here too. My wife is a... So here's my family. So,
这就是我的全家人都在后面。
My wife is named Rachel.
我的太太是 Rachel.
She's half Thai, half Chinese.
她是一半中国人，一半泰国。
Culturally fully speaks Thai.
And 她是会讲泰国话。
Her third language is actually Cambodian.
但她的第三个语言就是柬埔寨。
Our son Cordarius.
And 我的儿子 Cordarius.
And then and then God blesses with a baby girl.
And then 神在最近给我们赐下一个女儿。
Her name is Corinne.
她名字叫 Corinne.
She's over a month old now.
她现在是一个多月大。
You can say hi to her later too.
等下你们也可以跟她说 hi。
And then my mother-in-law is here too.
哎，我的岳母也跟我们一起在一起。
Her name is Pam. You can say hi to Pam.
等下等下跟 Pam 也说 hi。
Yeah. So where is Cambodia?
柬埔寨在哪里？
Most of you, I'm assuming, know where it's at.
很多人都可能知道，也许有些人不知道。
As I share about Cambodia, some people don't know where it's located.
但很多人都不知道到底在哪里。
Maybe it's a little hard for you to see.
也许可能让你很难看到。
But we're south of China.
我们是在中国的南边。
China's big. Most places are south of China.
很多国家都在中国的南边。
But we're close to Thailand.
我们在泰国非常近。
And we're close to Vietnam.
我们越南也很近。
And we're north, a little bit north of Singapore.
我们在新加坡的北边。
So that's where Cambodia is located.
这就是柬埔寨。
From California to Cambodia.
那从加州到柬埔寨呢？
Again, you may not see.
也许很难。
It's about 8,000 miles from here.
差不多有八千里。
The demographics of Cambodia.
我们可以看到这个柬埔寨的人口的统计。
It's a little over 16 million people.
大约1600万人。
Another thing is Buddhism is the national religion.
他们主要的宗教是佛教。
Evangelical, those who follow Jesus.
愿意跟随耶稣的一些福音派。
It's 1.6%.
那就1.6%。
There's a lot of work that still needs to be done.
很多工作需要完成。
Cambodia is still considered an unreached people group.
在柬埔寨呢，实在是还是属于叫未接触的人口。
So thank you for praying for us.
谢谢你为我们祷告。
Thank you for your support.
谢谢你们的支持。
That we can see the gospel flow and many more can come to know Jesus.
因为神的工作的话，我们可以看很多人认识了耶稣基督。
Through our family.
有很多的家人。
And other missionaries as well.
有很多的宣教士。
The scripture I want to share with you this morning comes from Matthew 9:36-38. I'll read it in English. And when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask." Literally means beg God, get on your knees and cry to God. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send workers into his harvest field.
他看见许多的人就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一样。于是对门徒说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主。这个地方求是基本上是说跪下来，殷勤的向神求，打发工人出去，说去。收他的庄稼。
So mission is about the people.
宣教是跟人有关的。
It's about people. That's what ministry is all about.
这宣教的中心就是人。
Yes, we have to deal with budgets.
当然，我们有时候需要有一些预算。
We have to deal with location.
我们当然是需要有时候想去哪里。
Things.
一些事件。
But that's not the core missions.
但那不是这些宣教的中心。
Nor is the core ministry.
这也不是宣教的一个目的。
It is people.
最重要就是人。
What did Jesus see?
那耶稣看到了什么？
Jesus saw people in the crowd.
耶稣看到有许多的人。
And the Bible says he had compassion on them.
他就有怜悯的心。
Right? He saw people suffering.
他看他们是困苦流离。
That's what we see in Cambodia.
但这我们在柬埔寨也看到是这样。
We see people.
我们看到人。
1.6% is not enough.
1.6% 的人信耶稣不够。
We're trusting God for the whole nation of Cambodia.
我们希望神赐恩典让整个国家。
Because He loves Cambodian people.
他爱柬埔寨的人。
He wants them all to come to know Him.
他希望他们有机会全部都认识他。
The people were helpless and harassed.
他们在那地方，他们非常非常的非常困苦流离。
That's what Jesus saw. He saw the people.
耶稣看到他们这些人的痛苦。
Yes, they're harassed by society.
他们被这个社会也困苦流离。
They're harassed by the tax collector.
他们被一些人破坏。
They were harassed by the colonizers of the Roman Empire.
他们被一些殖民地给破坏。
But they were also harassed spiritually.
但是他们的心灵上，灵里面也被破坏。
They had no relationship with God.
他们跟神没有关系。
They didn't know. I mean, they have an idea who God is, but they have no relationship.
他们完全跟神是没有关系的。
The Jewish people.
犹太人。
He saw deeper than their physical needs.
但神看到他们里面非常心灵里面的需要。
He saw their spiritual need.
他看到他们心里面最需要的东西。
He wanted his people to have a relationship with his God.
他希望他的人民跟他有建立关系。
With his father.
他跟他的父亲天父。
With their creator.
他们是被创造的。
That's what Jesus saw.
耶稣看到这些。
In addition, he wanted his disciples, his followers.
所以他要他跟他从他的人说。
He was teaching his disciples something.
他是在教导他们一些东西。
He told them to look out into the field.
看啊。
Because he wanted to see what people looked like.
他要让他们看到这些人是什么样的。
It wasn't just a good thing that he wanted to do.
他不是说哦，这些做这些事情是很好的。
He actually wanted his disciples' hearts to be touched.
他要他的门徒的心被触摸。
To be moved.
他是被感动的。
And to go.
愿意去。
And that's what happened to his disciple.
这些就发生在门徒身上的事情。
After the death of Christ, they went and served God everywhere.
所以他们愿意跟随主，然后愿意去服侍主。
And another thing says, the Bible says it's his harvest field.
就是说这是他的牧场。
That's what Matthew said, it's his harvest field.
这是他的一个工厂。
Remember, this is God's ministry.
这是神的工作。
The people in Slough are God's people.
在圣路易比斯堡，这是神的的人民。
The people in Cambodia are God's people.
在柬埔寨是神的人。
Because He wants them in the kingdom, Amen.
他希望他们能够再进入他的国度。
Will you participate in God's call?
你愿不愿意接受神的呼召？
And I'll talk about a few things you can, if you listen, how you can partake with God.
我愿意跟你们一起分享有哪些方面你可以跟从神的呼召。
What I've learned as a missionary.
我到底在这个宣教的工厂学到了些什么？
We need to depend on God's word.
我们非常需要依靠神的话。
I pray that what you hear today.
我希望你今天在我们中间。
That this is not just the call of the missionary.
不只是说因为跟这些宣教人接触。
It's all of you.
是所有的人。
As God's follower.
是神的跟随人。
You need to depend on God's word.
你需要依靠神的话语。
Not just me.
不是只听我的。
Not just my wife.
不是听我太太的。
But it's you as well.
但是你要听神的话语。
Not just the pastor.
不是只听牧师的话。
So the Bible says in Psalms 119:105.
在圣经的诗篇119:105说。
Your word is a lamp to my feet.
你的话是我脚前的灯。
A light on my path.
是我路上的光。
We need to depend on God's word.
我们必须要依靠神的话语。
Psalms 1:2.
在诗篇第一章第二节。
Whose delight is in the law of the Lord.
为依靠耶和华，喜爱耶和华的律法。
Who meditates on day and night.
昼夜思想的。
Are you spending time in the word?
你有没有花的时间在神的话语上面？
I as a missionary need to spend time in the word.
我是一个宣教士，我必须常常跟读神的话语。
Because I can't go there and give people what I don't have.
但是我没有办法去跟人家分享，如果里面是空的话。
And likewise with you.
同样，你也是一样。
You can't give people what you don't have.
如果你没有办法跟人家分享，如果你里面是空虚的话。
You can't talk about God if you don't have a relationship with God.
如果你没有办法跟人家讲到福音，你还在你自己跟神没有关系。
We need to be in the Word.
我们必须要读神的话语。
This is a navigator tool that we use.
在导航会，我们用这个东西来跟人家解释。
We need to hear the Word of God.
我们第一个，我们需要去听。
We need to read the Word of God.
我们第二个是我们一定要去读。
We need to study the Word of God.
我们要去学习。
To memorize the Word of God.
我们必须要记下来。
And to meditate the Word of God.
我们要默想。
Imagine all you do is just hear and meditate on the Word of God.
如果说你只是读跟听的话。
I don't have a Bible, but imagine if you hold the Bible.
当你把圣经拿起来。
The devil comes and snatches. It's so easy, right? You have two fingers.
如果只有两个手的话，只有说读跟听的话，撒旦很快就可以把你夺去。
But imagine if you use all five of your fingers.
但如果说你用五个手指都用的话
，It's so hard to take it away.
And 撒旦没有办法把它拿去。
If you are not in the Word continually,
如果你没有在神的话语里面的话
，You read it.
当你读
，You hear it.
And 也许就听。
You study it.
也许学习。
You meditate on it.
但是如记一下。
You memorize it.
然后真的是记一下。
And on that, you apply the word of God.
但是应用出来。
The world, the flesh, and the devil cannot take the word of God from you.
但世界上没有任何东西可以把神的话从你身边移去。
We need to be grounded.
我们必须要在里面扎根。
What I've also learned, spending time in prayer.
我必须要常常学到，就是要花时间祷告。
Philippians 4:6 says, "In everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God."
腓立比书第四章第六节讲说，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
Continue steadfastly in prayer.Being watchful in it with thanksgiving.
你们要常常在里面要用祷告祈求告诉神。
And 1 Thessalonians 5:16 says, Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in circumstance, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
在提撒罗尼迦前书五章十六到十八节，要常常喜乐不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为在神里面，耶稣基督向你们所定的旨意。
I've learned as a missionary, I need to be in continual prayer.
我常常在主里面祷告。
I teach on Tuesday morning.
我通常是礼拜二教课。
At the university where I teach English at.
我在大学里面教英文。
I need to leave home about a little before 6 a.m. in the morning.
我早上六点钟以前就要离开家。
As I'm on my way to the university.
当我要在学校的路上。
I spend time in prayer.
我在路上面祷告。
I pray the Lord bless my day.
求主祝福我这一天。
Would bless my students.
祝福我的学生。
Would bless the faculty at the university.
祝福我在学校的一些教授们。
So that God's Spirit can be with me as I'm going to teach that day.
所以神的灵在我这一天教课的时候都与我同在。
So being in a continual spirit of prayer is God's call for our life.
在我们的生命里面一直不断地向神祷告。
Whatever you're doing.
你现在做什么？
As you're, excuse me, going to work.
不管去上班。
Going to see friends.
有时候跟朋友约会。
Don't forget to pray.
别忘了祷告。
We need to be in that spirit of prayer continually.
我们需要在这样的一个灵里面常常学习跟与神交通。
I've also learned that we need to be in fellowship.
我们有一个非常重要的，我学到就是要在主里面有团契。
Hebrews 10:24-25.
在希伯来书十章二十四到二十五节。
Says, let us consider how we may spur one another.
我们要彼此相顾，激发爱心。
Towards the love and good deeds,
有激发爱心，勉励行善。
Not giving up meeting together,
不可停止聚会。
As some are in the habit of doing,
就像有些停止惯了人。
But encourage one another,
倒要彼此劝勉。
All the day more as you see the day approaching,
直到那日子临近。
We need to be in fellowship.
我们必须在跟弟兄姐妹有一个团契。
As a missionary serving God in Cambodia, I need to be in fellowship.
我在做一个柬埔寨做一个宣教士，我要常常跟一些弟兄姐妹有团契。
If you're called to the mission field, you need to be in fellowship.
如果神呼召你，不管在什么样的工厂里面，你需要有团契。
Whether it's attending a church,
当你在去教会
，or being part of a small group,
或者在一个小组里面
，we need that continual feeding and encouragement.
我们必要常常彼此的扶持
，especially for women.
特别是一些姐妹们。
I know that men, we feel like we can connect, we can relate.And do things.
我们有时候男生我们就常常做自己做一些事情。
But I know the women they want to feel connected and in a small community with other women.
特别姐妹们常常需要觉得需要在一个团契里面或跟别人有联系。
If a woman is healthy in the ministry, she's healthy serving God.
如果一个姐妹在跟大家有很好的关系的时候，她在服侍神的时候是一个非常的健康的服侍神。
As well as for singles.
特别是单身的。
Singles need to be part of fellowship.
单身也需要在团契里面。
One of the biggest reasons why single missionaries return home.
有一个非常重要，就是一些单身人，当他们回到他们自己的原来的地方。
Is that lack of, they feel lonely.
他们常觉得非常的孤单。
So if you're called to the mission field as a single person,
如果你是一个单身，神呼召你到工厂去的话
，Be sure you're in fellowship.
你必须要有很好的团契。
You will need that.
你需要
to sustain yourself.
能够这样才对你有帮助。
What I've learned is also identity.
另外一个是我一个认跟别人的认同。
Your identity is very important.
你的认同你自己是什么是一个非常重要的一件事情。
Especially in closed and sensitive countries.
特别在一些非常敏感一些关闭的一些国家里面。
As I shared with you this morning about Cambodia.
我到今天早上在主日学的时候跟你分享在柬埔寨。
Cambodia is a sensitive country.
柬埔寨是一个非常敏感的一个国家。
We're not allowed to share the gospel freely.
我们不能非常自由的去分享福音。
So when somebody asks me, who are you?
如果有人问我说你是谁
I say I'm a teacher.
我会跟他讲说我是老师。
If I'm saying I'm a missionary, they may not listen to me.
如果说我是宣教士的话他们根本不会听我。
So I need to have an identity.
我需要有一个认同。
So you can be a teacher.
你必须像我的话是一个老师。
A businessman, businesswoman.
有些人是一些商人或者女商人。
An NGO worker.
或一些非灵异的工作人员。
Or just work at a place.
或者你在哪里工作
Because they will ask you, why are you here?
通常他们常会问你这个问题，你为什么在这里？
Identity is important.
你一个认同是非常重要的。
Let me go back to the picture again. See, this is a picture of the students I work with.
这些是我的一些学生。
To them, to these students,
这些学生
I am their teacher.
对他们来讲，我是他的老师。
They see me as their teacher.
他们看到我是他们的老师。
And because I'm their teacher,
因为我是他们的老师
it's opened the doors for me to relate with them.
所以会打开一个门，让我有机会跟他们有关系。
And to share the gospel with them.
可以跟他们分享福音。
Like I said, if I say I'm a missionary up front,
如果说我马上跟他们讲我是宣教士的话
they will close the door automatically.
他们马上他们的心门就关住了。
And not want to listen to me.
他们不会听我讲话。
I just graduated recently with a master's in TESOL.
我最近在拿到硕士学位。
That gives me greater credibility.
给我一个很好的一个资源。
Now they see me as someone who specializes in English.
他们看到我是一个很有资格的英文老师。
Even though I still suck at English sometimes.
虽然我的英文有时候还不是那么好。
But at least they see the credential.
但是我知道我有这样的一个学文凭跟学位。
And they see the identity.
他们可以看到，这是他们可以认同我的。
So my encouragement to you.
我对你的鼓励是。
Serve God with the identity He has given you.
服侍神，把神给你的一个认同，把这个来服侍神。
Whatever that identity is.
不管那个认同是什么。
What I've also learned is follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
有一个非常重要是我学到是要学习跟随圣灵的引导。
Romans 8:14.
在罗马书八章十四节说
，For those who are led by the Spirit of God,
因为凡被神的引导，灵引导的
，are children of God,
是神的儿子。
If we follow Jesus Christ, we have the Spirit of God inside of us.
如果我们愿意跟随主的话，神的灵在里面引导我们。
We are sensitive to God's leading.
我们非常对神的引导是非常敏锐的。
These two young men.
你可以看到这边两位年轻人。
The one to the left, his name is Samut.
在我左边叫 Samut.
To the right, his name is Sakao.
在右边是 Sakao.
These are students in my class.
他们都是我在我教的英文里面我的学生。
At the beginning of my class, as I teach, I say, anybody want to practice English?
但我刚开始教这些课的时候，我说如果你们想要跟我练习你们的英文的话。
And these two gentlemen said yes.
这两位学生就跟我说，好，我要想跟你学英文。
So we would practice English together regularly.
我会常在一起非常规律的在那边学教跟学英文。
One day, someone asked me a very important question.
Someone 有一天问我一个很重要的一个问题。
Teacher, are you a Christian?
老师你是基督徒吗
？I said yes, I'm a Christian.
是的，我是基督徒。
So teacher, do you pray?
老师你祷告吗
？I don't know where he's getting this question from, but he.
我不知道他问题从哪里来的。
Then he said, "Teacher, do you read the Bible?"
老师啊，你是不是读圣经
？I said, "Yes."
是的。
I said, "Would you like to read the Bible with me?"
你愿意跟我一起读圣经呢
And someone said, yes, I want to read the Bible with you.
这个学生说, 是的, 我想跟你一起来读圣经。
So weekly, we would get together at 6:45 a.m. in the morning.
每个礼拜我们早上6点45分一起。
I will leave home maybe about 5:30 in the morning.
我早5点半就要离开家。
We get together, we would study the Bible together.
我们会一起来读圣经。
And then eventually, someone invited Sokal to join the Bible study.
后来他又邀请右边的那位Sokal一起来参与。
So we read the Bible together weekly and get to know Jesus.
我们每个礼拜读圣经, 然后让他们能认识耶稣。
And then I said, let's study the book of John, the Bible in the book of John in the Bible.
所以说让我们来一起学习约翰福音。
As we read to John, I begin to see something in their heart.
当我们开始读约翰福音的时候, 我们看他的心开始在改变。
I begin to notice that they're beginning to understand more.
他们似乎好像越来越了解一些事情。
So one day I asked them, do you guys believe in the power of prayer?
你们相信, 那个祷告的功效吗?
Have you seen God answer prayer in your life?
你有没有想到祷告, 神会不会听你的祷告?
Samot said, yes, I have seen God answer prayer.
Samot 说是的, 我祷告的时候, 我听到神听我的祷告。
I said, tell me more.
告诉我。
Samot said, I prayed for my dad.
他说我为我的父亲祷告。
I wanted to test God, see if God is real.
我在这边想试试神, 是不是神是真的。
So I prayed for my dad.
所以我就为我的爸爸祷告。
That my dad would stop drinking.
我希望我的爸爸不要再酗酒。
Because every time my dad would drink, he would be very abusive.
当我的爸爸, 常常酗酒的时候就变会有, 暴力。
So he prayed to God.
他这边问神, 向神祷告。
Then he went to his dad.
他有一天去他的爸爸那边。
He said, Dad, please stop drinking.
他说爸爸不要再酗酒了。
And his dad said, yes, I will stop drinking.
他爸爸说是的, 我愿意停止喝酒。
From that prayer, Samot gave his life to Jesus.
从那一天开始, 他什么把他自己,
I said, Sokal, what about you? Tell me your story.
Sokal, 你的呢? 你的故事是什么呢?
Have you seen God work in your life?
你有没有看神在你的生命上工作呢?
And Sokal said, yes.
Sokal 说是的, 有。
Teacher, I was at a meeting you shared about Jesus.
有一次在跟你们一起来读经的时候, 当你分享耶稣基督。
You talked about how I needed to know Jesus Christ.
你跟我讲说我需要认识耶稣基督。
Right after the meeting, I got on my motorcycle.
那天我在骑到摩托车回家的时候。
I didn't want to stay around and play and talk to you. After the meeting, he got on his motorcycle.
So 他在骑摩托车的时候。
And he drove straight home.
他马上就, 骑回家。
But on the way home, he prayed in his heart to receive Jesus.
在他回家的路上, 他向神祷告。
Because I follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, I saw that their hearts were open, and I gave them that challenge. Now they are followers of Christ. They're in the kingdom, amen. That's what I've learned. You need to be sensitive to the Spirit as well.
你需要非常对圣灵的引导有一个敏锐的心。
What I've also learned is relationship is key.
我发现的关系是一个非常关键的一件事情。
We need to get to know the people.
我们愿意去认识一些人。
As I shared earlier, ministry mission is about people.
我们讲到宣教的工厂就是讲人。
We need to get to know people. Ask good questions like, tell me about your family. These are my students. I've shared about Jadia in the morning. You saw her in the video. Because of my wife and our relationship with her, she's the girl in the middle. Now she loves Jesus Christ. The girl in front, she's my student as well. She's not a follower yet, but she's open. We want to continue to relate with her, get to know her. We're praying that she would come to know Jesus. It's about relationship, it's about people.
真的是关于人, 关于人之间的关系。
In the gospel, we see
在读福音书里面，我们看到
that Jesus always was always with people.
我们看耶稣总是跟人在一起。
He healed the blind, which is a person.
他医治那瞎眼的人是一个人。
He hung out with sinners.
他跟罪人在一起。
Washed the feet of his disciples.
他为门徒洗脚。
He attended gatherings, weddings, and funerals.
他去参加一些葬礼，甚至参加婚礼。
So as a missionary, we have to be with people and connect with people.
宣教士你必须要跟人在一起，必须要认识这些人。
It's about relationship.
真的是跟要建立这些关系。
And through this relationship, we see the gospel flow.
我们可以将建立关系的时候，神的工作就开始展开了。
What I've also learned is think. Don't just think of individual. Think family.
不要只想到个人，要常常想到一个这个个人一个家庭。
What I mean by that?
我什这是什么意思呢
？When we share the gospel with people.
当我们跟别人分享福音的时候
，Don't just think about that one person.
不要只想到那个个人。
Think about his or her whole relationship.
要想他的整个的一个一个家庭的一些关系。
How that one person, when he or she comes to Christ,
当他不管他来愿意接受耶稣基督以后
he or she can help his or her family come to Christ as well.
他也可以影响他的全家来认识耶稣基督
This is what happened here.
这就是如何发生的
This is my mom's oldest sister.
这是我妈妈最年纪最大的姐姐
She's still living.
她实在现在还活着
I share the gospel with my cousin.
但我呢，我跟我的表兄弟，我跟他们一起分享福音。
My cousin Polly receives Christ.
但 Polly 呢，是我一个表姐、表妹，认识耶稣基督。
After she received Christ, her sisters come to know Jesus. My cousins.
当她变成基督徒以后，当她的姐妹们也成为基督徒。
And then my auntie.
我的阿姨。
A couple years ago.
几年前。
I saw a picture on Facebook.
我有次在脸书上面看到。
And my auntie was studying the Bible.
我的阿姨在脸书上面有一张照片，是她在那边读圣经。
And I asked my cousin, "Does auntie know Jesus yet?"
然后我就问我的那个表兄妹，我说，我的阿姨认识耶稣基督了吗
？She said, "Yes, I share the gospel with my mom."
她说是的，我已经跟我的妈妈分享福音。
Now she believes in Jesus.
现在她也认识耶稣基督。
We have to think of group in evangelism.
我们必须要想到是一个群体，不是只是单独在个人。
We make disciples in group.
我们必须要去制造门徒。
See the gospel moving.
我们可以看到这福音的这样的传开。
I shared this in my newsletter.
这是在我的祷告信里面，我大家跟大家分享的。
The church received it. There's one back there.
你可以看到这张图片。
You can share it among you, but. I'll let you guys decide. But yeah, what I've learned is we use the Bible as tools for evangelism and discipleship.
我们用圣经来作为传福音的一个工具跟还有门徒造就的工具。
Recent research.
最近的一些研究。
About Cambodian coming to faith.
研究到很多的柬埔寨人他们怎么样认识耶稣基督。
One thing that stood out from that research.
其实有一个非常突出的一点。
Is it takes a while for a Cambodian to come to faith.
And 对柬埔寨的人的话，需要比较长的时间才能认识耶稣基督。
Because at first that person would say, "I'm not sure about believing in Jesus."
And 刚开始他们非常的犹豫，我不知道我真的愿不愿意认识耶稣基督。
But once a person hears more about Jesus, connects, and learns more about Jesus,
当他们愿意开始慢慢认识以后
，that person becomes a believer.
And 那个人成为一个信徒。
Another disciple in a group.
然后他们就开始做门徒的训练。
So when I'm discipling and evangelizing students,
当我在做门徒训练的时候
I open the Word of God.
跟他们分享神的话语。
I allow the Word of God to speak to them.
我希望神的话语跟他们这些人讲话。
To discover who Jesus Christ is.
让他们自己去发现耶稣基督是谁。
And when they make that commitment of faith,
当他们愿意放下做这样的认识神以后
they follow Jesus.
他们愿意跟随耶稣。
This is what happened to this young man.
这是发生在这个年轻人身上。
His name is H.
他的名字叫 H.
H started coming to our Bible study this past June.
他在今年六月的时候开始来参加读经。
The first few meetings, he had a lot of good questions.
刚开始的时候，他有很多很好的问题。
Then I gave H a big, thick red Bible.
我给他一个很大的一本红色圣经。
It's both in English and in Khmer.
就是在柬埔寨文跟英文双语。
H would read the Bible regularly.
他非常固定的去读神的话语。
And as we're studying the Bible in our small group,
当我们在小组里面在查神的话语的时候，
I begin to see H really interested in knowing more about God.
And 我们就发现他对神的话语非常有兴趣。
Before I came on home assignment in August,
当我要来回到美国以前，
I said, H, let's get together for coffee.
And 我就说我们一起去喝咖啡。
I said, H, what is holding you back from believing Jesus?
什么是防止你愿意做耶稣的跟随者呢？
He said, teacher, I have a few questions.
他说我有些问题。
So I opened the Bible.
所以我把圣经打开。
We read through certain parts of the scripture.
我们读了一些经文。
And began to say, oh, teacher, that makes sense.
他说呀，这是非常对的。
Jesus really loves me.
耶稣爱我。
Jesus loves my family.
耶稣也爱我的家人。
Say, teacher, I want to believe in Jesus now.
老师，我愿意接受耶稣基督做我个人救主。
He's a follower of Christ.
他现在是一个耶稣基督的跟随者。
It is the Bible that led him to Christ.
是因为圣经神的话语带领他认识神。
Yes, we have lots of tools for evangelism.
是的，我们有很多的工具可以去跟人家传福音。
And they're probably great tools.
最大的、最有效的工具。
But it's always good to go back to the Bible.
就是神自己的话语。
Allow people to know what the Bible is really saying about whatever it is they want to know.
And 有很多人读圣经的时候只想读他们想读的。
2 Timothy says, all scripture is God-breathed.
在提摩太后书第三章十六到十七节说圣经都是神所默示的。
Out by God, profitable for teaching.
在教训跟督责。
For reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness.
使人归正，教导人学义。
That the man and woman of God may be complete.
叫属人得以完全。
For every good work.
预备行各样的善事。
The word of God is important.
神的话是非常重要的。
Essential for discipleship.
是最重要的做门徒造就的工具。
Essential for evangelism.
最重要传福音的工具。
What I've also learned.
我还学到一些什么呢？
A powerful supporting system is much needed for missionaries.
是非常强有力的支持系统。
Supporting churches.
不管是支持教会。
My family was so grateful for this church.
我的家庭非常对你们这个教会非常的感谢。
To support us financially, but more importantly, to get to know us.
And 不但是在财务上面支持我们，也真的是愿意对我们有更多的认识。
Now that you know us, you can pray for us more effectively.
不但是认识我们，也可以为我们代祷。
For the friends.
对这些朋友们
for the family,
对我们家庭
to pray, encourage, and visit,
真的是为我们代祷鼓励
If the church ever wants, please come visit us in Cambodia.
如果你有兴趣的话希望到柬埔寨来 探访我们
We would host you and welcome you very well.
我们会非常热情地招待你
But if God ever calls you,
如果神呼召你的话
A lot of Chinese in Cambodia.
有很多的中国人在柬埔寨
I only know of one or two Chinese churches in Cambodia.
我只知道大约一到两个中国教会。
The gospel needs to move among the Chinese in China. In Cambodia.
神必须在柬埔寨去向那些中国人动工。
You can be a missionary in Cambodia.
你也可以在那边做宣教士。
2 Corinthians 11:9.
在哥林多后书十一章九节。
And when I was with you and needed something,
当我在缺乏的时候
I was not a burden to anyone.
我并没有让你们累到你们任何一个人
For the brothers who came from Macedonia supplied what I needed.
因为我所缺乏，在马其顿弟兄都补足了
I have kept myself from being a burden to you.
我向来凡事谨守了
And will continue to do so.
后来也谨守
So when Paul needed something, the church in Macedonia was his backing.
And 所以你可以看到保罗当他需要的时候马其顿的教会是他的后盾
I'm grateful to the church in America
我很感谢在美国的教会
is a backing for so many missionaries worldwide
在全世界所有地方很多的宣教士做他们的后盾
Colossians 4:2-4
你在哥罗西书四章第二到四节
Devote yourselves to prayer
你们要恒切的祷告
And here's Paul writing to the church in Colossae
他向保罗向哥罗西的教会说
Be watchful and thankful
你们要非常的警醒跟感恩
And pray for us too
为我们代祷
Paul told the church to pray for us Me as a missionary Paul
And 保罗在说你们要为我们这些宣教士祷告
That God may open the door for the message.
所以神可以开这些门，让神的福音可以进去。
As you pray for the Kongs in Cambodia,
当你为我们这些在柬埔寨的人代祷的时候，
Can you pray that God open the door for many Cambodians to come to faith?
你能不能祷告说，愿意这福音能够传播的更远，在柬埔寨里面？
So that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ.
所以我们可以传讲神基督的奥秘。
And which Paul is in chains to.
这因为保罗那时候已经是被关在监狱里。
And pray that I may proclaim clearly.
所以我可以发出把神的话语讲得更清楚。
So Paul asked the church to pray for him.
所以保罗向教会说为我代祷。
I'm asking this church would pray for us.
我也希望你们教会为我代祷。
And all the missionaries you have listed.
当不管是你们教会在我们的教会里面所有的宣教士。
God is calling us to serve Him.
神呼召我们要去服侍他。
Participate with God in that.
跟神一起同工。
What I've also learned.
我也同样的学到。
Trusting God's call to mission.
相信神对宣教的呼召。
It's always important to go back to God's word.
所以非常重要，要回到神的话语里面。
For me, like I shared in my video and many times.
当我跟你们讲，就是我已经在这个短影片分享了很多次。
This is the word I hold on to.
这是神给我的特别的话语。
John 15:16.
在约翰福音十五章十六节里面说到。
You did not choose me.
不是你们拣选了我。
But I chose you.
是我拣选了你们。
And appointed you.
并且分派你们。
So that you might go and bear fruit.
你们说可以去结果子。
Fruit that will last.
叫你们的果子长存。
And so whatever you ask in my name.
使你们奉我的名。
The Father will give you.
不论向神求什么，他就赐给你们。
I always go back to these verses.
我永远常常会回到这一段经文。
Knowing that God has called me.
神已经呼召了我。
God has called us, my family.
神已经呼召了我的家。
To bear His fruit.
要结他的果子。
Mission can be lonely.
有的时候宣教士是非常孤单的。
Mission can be hard.
有的时候是非常困难的。
But I need to go back to always to God's promise for me.
但是我一定要回到神对我的应许。
That He's the one that sent us.
是他派差我到柬埔寨去。
What about you?
你呢？
What are you holding on to?
你是在抓住什么东西？
Do you have a few scripture God has given you?
神有没有把一些特别的话语给你？
When things get hard.
当有些事情，当你的生命变得很困难的时候。
We can always go back to the Word of God.
我们永远可以回到神的话语里面。
It's what helps us.
会可以帮助我们。
It's what sustains us.
能帮助我们继续下去。
Let's pause for a few minutes.
我们现在来停下来几分钟。
What are your takeaways?
今天你的收获是什么？
I want to take a minute or two just to really pause and think about what I've shared this morning.
就花一两分钟的时候思想一下，说我今天到底学到什么。
You can write that on your notepad.
如果说你想愿意的话，你可以做一点笔记。
Notes on your phone.
然后可以打开你的电话来做笔记。
Could God be calling you into the field?
你觉得神可能有呼召你进入这像一个宣教的工厂吗？
Not just here in America.
不只是在美国。
Not just here in San Luis Obispo.
不只是在 San Luis Obispo.
But could God be calling you wherever He's calling outside of America?
但神有没有呼召你在美国以外的一些工厂？
That's between you and God.
这是你跟神之间的。
Could God use you to send support someone?
神可以差遣你去差遣别人或者支持别人呢？
Maybe as an individual, there's someone you could be praying for.
也许是一个个人，你一直为这个人祷告。
Maybe in this church, God can send somebody here to serve God elsewhere.
也许神会差遣在教会里面的人去到别的地方去宣教。
Side note,
一些旁注。
We are trusting God for people to join our team.
我们相信神会有一些来跟我们一起来参与神的事工。
Who knows? Maybe God's speaking to someone here.
也许神会像今天向你说话。
The church will pray for you and support you, hopefully.
哎，真的是我们教会的祷告。
You want to chat? Come chat with me afterward.
如果你愿意有这样的话，跟我一起私底下跟我联络。
Could God spur you to make deeper commitments to pray?
今天神是不是激励你愿意更深入的委身跟祷告？
The word ask in the book of Matthew
在马太福音里面讲的
literally means to beg God.
那边讲到说是祈求神。
It's not like Lord send out workers, not like that.
不只是说随随便就差遣一些人出去。
It's more like Lord send out workers and crying and begging God, send out workers. So to ask God is to literally beg God.
是真的是非常深刻的祈求，差遣工人到那些工厂去。
Would you make a deeper commitment to pray?
你愿不愿意非常激励，被神被激励你去做更多的为这些人祷告？
To pray for your missionaries.
为这些宣教士祷告。
Your prayers mean so much.
你的祷告是非常重要的。
I can tell you stories upon story how people praying for us has helped us so much.
你都不知道有过去有多好的人，他们的祷告帮助了我们。
In all honesty, I'd rather have your prayer than your money.
我有时候希望你的更多的祷告胜过金钱的支持。
Your prayer goes further than your money.
你的祷告是非常重要的。
I can tell you missionaries would say the same thing.
很多的宣教师都是这样认为。
Make a deeper commitment to pray.
更多的向神委身去做祷告。
I want us to close our eyes.
让我们先一起闭上我们的眼睛。
If God is speaking to you in any way,
今天如果神在任何一方面向你说话的话，
If he's saying something to you,
如果他向你说话，
Can you raise your hand?
你愿不愿意把你的手举起来？
It could be about anything I've shared.
可以是任何东西我今天跟你分享。
God could be calling you into the mission field.
也许可能是神呼召你到宣教的工厂里。
Or God could be saying, you know, I need to make a commitment to God.
但是或者是有更多的委身。
Whether to pray.
不管是祷告。
Or to trust him.
或者是对神的信心。
Missionaries are no different from you.
宣教是跟你很多时候是没有任何不一样。
It's just that we're called out of America.
只是我们被从在北美被呼召出去。
You're called to live here.
你被呼召在这个地方。
Let me pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, I pray for my friends.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们向我们的为我们的朋友祷告。
I pray for those who lift their hands up.
我为这些今天把手举起来的一些弟兄姐妹祷告。
That you would answer the desires of their heart.
你会回答他们这样的一个里面的一个深切的一个委身。
That they would make the commitment to follow you deeply.
他们愿意更多的在你的面前摆上。
And then you in turn would bless them.
然后你就继续的在他们身上祝福他们。
That you in turn, Lord God, would just really be their Lord.
真会成为他们的人生的主宰。
So that you would answer their prayers.
你会听到他们的祷告。
And those who did not raise their hand.
虽然那些有些还没有举起手来。
You love him as much as anything else, Lord God.
你是爱他们胜超过任何一切的东西。
I pray for this congregation.
为这个会众祷告。
That all of us would walk with you.
所有的人在这边愿意跟从你的人。
Thank you for loving us.
谢谢你这样爱我们。
Because you deserve it all.
你真的是值得我们这样的爱。
Amen.
Amen.